Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You might remember this great story, and who could forget it? I mean, incredible bond between Major Tom Schumann and his interpreter in Afghanistan that really took about, a period of 6 years of never stop fighting to get his interpreter out of Afghanistan. We talked to the major when that first happened, and now there's a chronicle of all of that. Great new book called Always Faithful, A Story of the War in Afghanistan, The Fall of Kabul, and the unshakable bond between a Marine and an interpreter. Major Tom Schumann joins us here on the National Defense. Major, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for having me.
Did you think this would evolve into a book? When did you start thinking that?
I did not think about a book in the moment. After the dust settled and we had a little time to kind of recollect ourselves, people kept saying, this is like a movie, that kind of planted a seed that there may be something there, but it's still really, we didn't consider writing a book until we were approached by some different folks who said, hey, maybe we could do this. And I said, well, and only if Zach is involved. And then there's a lot of support behind that idea. And that's kind of that got the ball rolling.
Yeah. And I mean, you're the only two guys who can really tell this story. And the great thing about the book is that it is told from both your perspectives. So it's especially interesting to hear Zach talk about the kind of days and hours and minutes leading up to his return and to get him out of there. But man, it really goes in depth to talk about not only what you did to make this happen, but what a lot of people did to make this happen and the bond that you guys had. And Major, is it, and you talk about this a little bit in the book about, there are different kinds of interpreters, right? And even though Zach didn't carry a weapon, he did risk his life a few times, right?
Yeah. And I don't, I never disparage kind of the other interpreters who, I mean, their job is quite literally to translate. And I work right with a dozen interpreters and most of them translate, and that's fine. They're doing their part of their deal. We don't ask them to fight. But on more than one occasion, when my platoon was in a bad spot, Zach stepped up and really just became one of us. And whether that was when somebody was injured and he would pick up a rifle to hold security, or when he would monitor the radio and heard the Taliban about to initiate an ambush, he'd kind of sprint through a minefield and tackle the guy who he knew was about to start the ambush. So he definitely went well above and beyond simply translating and really earned our respect and became one of us over the course of that 7 months.
Absolutely. The book is Always Faithful, Story of the War in Afghanistan, The Fall of Kabul, and the Unshakable Bond Between a Marine and an Interpreter. And you talk about some action. I just want to read this one section that Zach talks about in the chapter called A Brotherhood Born. It had already been a long mission the day Sergeant Humphrey lost his leg and Staff Sergeant Henley and Lieutenant Schumann got blown up by an IED. That's the first sentence in this chapter. But this entire book is filled with unbelievable stories like that and accounts of those kind of days where you have no idea what's coming. So I can certainly understand that kind of a bond. But, and I think we talked about this before, Major, even with that, there aren't a lot of people, I don't think, that would go as far as you did and eventually be successful in getting Zach out of there. Where do things stand right now? Where is Zach? Do you guys talk every day? What is your relationship like?
Yeah, Zach and I talk every day still. I flew to Minnesota when he finally got out of the refugee camp that he was in. He had hoped to resettle in San Antonio, and the resettlement agency shipped him to Minnesota in January. So I flew him out there. I picked him up and I said, you're trying to get to San Antonio to be with your cousins to help you assimilate. Let's do it. So we bought some tickets right there on the spot. And we flew him down to San Antonio. I flew with his family, helped him get settled down there. And, Zach and I, just got in New York City today. So, we just finished touring the National Museum, the 9/11 National Museum. So we're together getting to kind of see the genesis, the origin really of where our story started is kind of here at ground zero. And so our bond is stronger than ever. Great to be able to meet his kids and his wife, and you know, he got to meet my wife, hasn't got to meet my kid yet. But Zach's status is his visa is still denied, and he just received recently another denial, which ultimately could lead to deportation. And
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, he's certainly lucky to have a friend like you fighting for him. We're talking to Major Tom Schumann here in the National Defense. And, you know, even though you guys went through some horrible things together, there's some great pictures in the book, too, of some fun times that you had. I mean, he taught you guys how to skin a goat, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it was best of times, worst of times. Zach, you know, went and borrowed a deceased Taliban guy's motorcycle, and we set up a racetrack inside of one of our bases. Zach, you know, taught us how to skin a goat. He taught us kind of the ins and outs of the culture, and that was just one of many things that he kind of showed us.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that I found interesting in the book is you would think that it's a great thing to put it in Zach's words and his perspective in terms of leaving Afghanistan, because as horrible as things became over there, that's still his homeland, right? Does he miss it?
Yeah, I mean, we recently did an interview where he said that, you know, the fall of Afghanistan was the worst day of my life. And I hadn't heard him say it like that yet. And I mean, he loved his country. I mean, he you know, he says my kids every day, they cry, they miss their grandma, their grandpa, they want to see their cousins, they miss their aunts and uncles. I mean, while we all thank God that he is safe, it's still a tragedy. And so, you know, people can't get jobs. People are hungry over there. And so it still very much weighs on him on a daily basis.
Yeah, I bet that's true, especially with friends over there that can't get out. And some of those in that same situation where he was in. But what the people that have seen the book, and there are just great reviews for this book. What has been the thing that has surprised people the most from this book, do you think?
The bond, you know, the bond and to hear about Afghanistan from an Afghan's perspective, there is some action in the book, as you alluded to, but really it's about a brotherhood and it provides a cultural and introspective look into a country that we think we know a lot about, but you know, who knows more about it than a person who was born and spent the last 30 years there. And so I think it's really an interesting insight from Zach's perspective.
Well, and the thing that it taught me too is whatever you see on the news, it's not close, is it? It's not close. I mean, just the getting out of Afghanistan and the lines of people that we saw, it looked horrible, but much worse than that, right?
Simply unimaginable, the human suffering that was happening out there, the complete chaos. I mean, Zach's on the first attempt, right next to his children, the Taliban mowed down another family. I mean, right in front of his four little kids. It's and really, you know, it also is important that it points to the heroism and courage of those Marines from 1A to 1 who held the line there in the midst of all that turmoil and all that chaos. There were some really strong, brave men and women in uniform that held the gate and tried to keep our promise right up there till the end. Yeah.
Well, you know something about that, because it also points to the heroism of Major Tom Schumann. And I know that you probably don't think of yourself as a hero, but man, what a great friend, what a great fighter, what a great commitment that you made to this guy. And it just also sets a great example, not just for your family and for his family, but for everybody. And that's why this book brings that out. It's called Always Faithful, A Story of the War in Afghanistan, The Fall of Kabul, and the Unshakable Bond Between a Marine and an Interpreter. Major, thank you so much. It's great having you back on the show, and best of luck with the book.
Sir, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.